morning, everyone. Let's get started. If you'll stand with us, and we're going to have a prayer and pledge of allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today, Lord, and we pray that you will protect our country, Lord, and you'll protect our health, Lord, and be with our county, Lord, as we deal with this pandemic. I pray, Lord, you'll help us make wise decisions this morning, Lord, and guide every move that we make, Lord, for the best of all our people of our county. All these things we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our first May meeting. Today, May 11th, 2020, just after 9 a.m. We'll begin with item one, time for public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with our Open Meetings Act. Anyone have any general items to address at this time? All right, and as we go through here, I'll give you each an opportunity. If you would like to say something on any particular agenda item at the beginning of that item, just wave at me, let me know. We'll try to keep the conversation to a minimum while the commissioners are considering each one of these. Item number two, consider and possibly approve minutes from our last meeting, the April 27th, 2020 meeting. Motion for approval is made by Commissioner Applewhite. Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item three, report from commissioners regarding work status. I'll start down here at the table. Commissioner Fitch.
All right. We cleaned some ditches out on 1140. Had a pretty good drainage issue out there that we're going to be working on some more this summer. And we put in a few culverts and some of the cross culverts. We're going to be working on that drainage too, so that'll drain better. We also had some trees down, and two storms that have passed through since the last meeting on 2730, 1220, and 2470. We had one down Friday. We've been digging out some base failures and getting ready for some chip sealing on 2500 and on 2916. And my part-time mowing man, Jerry Ward's come to work last Monday, and so we've started our rounds mowing, and we've got most of the Monticello Blodgett area. He's out there mowing. Should finish that up this week. And we did some side cutting out in the Monticello area last week. So that's what I've got.
Commissioner Parker?
We spent all week, week before last, back to the last meeting, picking up trees and all. We had several different locations. Last week, we spent most of the week over on 3160 installing some culverts and cleaning out ditches over there. We're in the process today one has collapsed on me across the road down 4365, and we started today replacing it, and we've got another one that's collapsing on 4235, and so we're in the process of getting those installed today, maybe before this upcoming event. So we got called out again Friday on several trees down and on that one culvert down there that caved in. So we had to go do some patchwork on it until we could get to it today. I picked up the culverts on Thursday, I guess it was, and got them here, but we didn't have a chance to put them in. So we had to start that today, and I'm going to get them in today before this rain starts tomorrow.
Been all that week before they asked you to clean up the trees and stuff the storm hit, and this past week we've replaced two 48 inch culverts, one on 1828 and 3240. And we're processing, we got seven more small ones to put in this week. We're starting today to get them, and we're going to start patching this stuff on the road again. And then we had Friday, we had to go out and more trees down between our road and Sugar Hill and Tappan. We had a pretty long day prior.
Commissioner Riddle?
We had trees down before and also the road. And that's been most of the week, and then this week we replaced some covers and getting ready for seal coat.
Who's gonna have the first seal coat job this season?
I'm not sure what you mean, because I still got some work I've got to do, and all of them on my roads, I can't get the weather to cooperate on enough for me to get mine totally ready, so.
Anybody else close to ready?
Rain, let's put that, was it rain all this week, or next?
All right, thank you. Item number four, discuss the Neal subdivision with possible action to follow. Here in the audience today, we've got Gary Neal. Gary is the one that's going to be putting in this subdivision. And Gary, why don't you just take a minute and tell folks where you've got your subdivision and what you're planning out there?
Come on up here. People are curious.
Yes, sir. Hi, I'm Gary. The subdivision is about 30 acres, close to College Road. What is that,
1735.
And it was a cut through because it was built by law.
15.
Okay, so whenever it dead ends, it would be right in front of you on the right. It's 30 acres there that we've plotted out. We're going to start with 7 quadplexes. We'd like to start with 2, just because we want to save money, save some money, and see how it goes. And then that'll be phase 1. Then we'll end up with 7 on the cul-de-sac on that on the back side of it. The front side will have single-family lots for sale. So that'll be the process. Hopefully, we'll get you one on if you guys like it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Gary has gone through the process of completing his checklist for our subdivisions. Let me read here a letter from Sergeant Bain talking about this. On or about December 9th of 2019, communication with Sean Napier, Municipal Division Manager of Engineering Services and Testing, was begun in regards to the proposed Neal subdivision. The proposed subdivision is located at 1735 and County Road 4815 in Precinct 4, will be completed in 2 phases. The first phase will consist of multifamily units constructed along a new dead-end road with a cul-de-sac to be constructed on the north side of 4815. These multifamily units will be on 7 lots that range in size from 1.65 to 2.2 acres. This is in accordance with requirements listed in the Titus County local orders regarding on-site sewage. Additionally, Mr. Napier has provided all the required documents and information as required in TAC 285.4. These documents include drawings of the proposed lots and structures and sewage disposal areas, drawings specifying that disposal areas were calculated at twice the amount of water usage volume estimate for each structure as specified by the local orders. I've reviewed all the information and I'm satisfied with the work and findings, and I feel they may proceed with the proposed Neal subdivision. In my communications, I have informed Mr. Napier of the requirements listed in the planning and development procedures as to the road construction, and have encouraged that he and his clients meet with Commissioner Jimmy Parker on the matter. So from the drawings here, it looks like I see about 953, call it 1,000 feet of new road. All these documents appear to be in order. It's a good looking subdivision. What do we need to do regarding this new road? If you look at where this is gonna be and such.
Yes, sir. The only thing that I can see we need is just the bond that
other savings that we really need.
Gary, if you'll get with Commissioner Parker and discuss road and the bond, et cetera, calculate the pricing, calculate the bond, I would suggest, based on what we've got here, everything else appears to be in order. I think it'd be a good idea to get the bond in place prior to final approval, but I think this is ready for approval on all counts, pending completion of the agreement between you two on the road and getting the bond in place. Commissioners, any questions on this? Gary, anything else we need to know?
Just something I need to call you on, sir.
Yeah, just call me, Gary. You've got the number to fill in.
I believe so, yes, I got it.
Just give me a call and probably action when that came or won't do.
Yes, I can.
We'll get together.
Yes, sir.
His number's at the top of that agenda if you don't have it there.
You have the agenda here right now.
Here, this one right here.
Thanks, sir.
The one closest, paper closest to you.
Thanks, sir.
They, when they do widen that road, that affect this subdivision? Or the right way and stuff?
When they widen 1735. Good question. Are y'all aware of the widening of County Road 1735?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I believe we had the discussion with the planning department.
Okay. I don't know specifically how it'll affect where you are. You can always go and talk to TxDOT. They can show you those plans there and specifically, but I think that'd be a good idea. I'm glad you brought that up, just to make sure that that's not going to cause any need to change any of your plans based on what they're doing in 1735. And that project's supposed to start, next year, I'm going to say. Purchasing the right-of-way will begin hopefully latter part of this year, and then construction perhaps in
2020.
The local TxDOT office.
TxDOT?
TxDOT, the local Mount Pleasant office. I'll get you that information if you need that. I think it'd be a good idea to visit with them, show them what you've got, and be sure there's no surprise. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, and I would have heard it. The phase two cul-de-sac, it's going to actually enter directly off of 1735, correct?
Off that side of the road.
Yeah, see, the way it appears to me was that phase one come off 4815, phase two come off of 1735.
I don't imagine it's going to be a conflict, but it would just be good to know.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John. We've got all the documents that we need. He will get with you, and once you present to him that bond where you're committing to properly building that internal road there, then I'll sign off on this.
Okay.
All that should be able to happen fairly quickly.
Okay, it won't be like that in the commissioner meeting.
No, because I'm going to suggest that they go ahead and approve this.
Yes, sir.
Tentatively with the final requirement of that bond for the construction costs on the road.
Yes, sir.
And I think you can get those bonds typically within a couple of days.
Okay.
but he'll make sure that we calculated the road cost so that we can calculate the right amount of bond.
Yes, sir.
All right? Okay. You want to make a motion on this, anyone?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, and the motion is to approve pending...
Pending the bond.
Presentation of the bond for the appropriate amount of the road. Okay.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fitch. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item number five, consider possibly approve the temporary relocation of the veteran service officer to the former tax collection office at the courthouse annex. Steve and I have had a couple of discussions about this, and I don't think that we're talking about making a permanent move here. Steve, why don't you tell them what you got in mind here for having your interviews there at Judy Cook's old office?
Yes, sir. First off, thank you, Commissioners, for the ability to work remotely here in the initial phases of the COVID handling. In excess of 20 cases from the home here in the initial few weeks of this processing claims and benefits for veterans. But until such time as we have a vaccine available, the veteran population, including myself, are among those that are most at risk, not only age-wise, but many with underlying conditions and compromised immune systems. And if there is a box there to we check most of them, except for the Hampton and different airports. We haven't got that part yet. But what I was thinking about is providing some social distancing for personal interviews, much like county clerk has in her office petitions. And notice that there's an empty spaces across the street at the annex, the old lawnmower registration section, that those could be used to provide social distancing and accommodate the needs of veterans seeking claims and benefits. I don't see the need to transfer the technology for him from the office, such as fax machines and copiers and all that. By doing a good job of planning the individual interviews and having documentation prepared in advance for exchange, the petition period will allow that safely. As far as the needs of the county, of course, would be access to the facility. I would utilize an N95 mask, a little bit different than this, we have one here, but I'll provide those myself for my use. I will require my clients to provide a face cover. I'm not required that the county provide it, but it will be one of my requirements in making an appointment for the client. They bring their own face covering. If that's something else that the county wants to consider, I'll leave that to you. But the only other thing that I see that we need would be hand sanitation. That's something I can take. I would utilize my own laptop for access to internet in case it's needed to transfer the files. But I don't see the need to have an office set up over the tax center. Again, I don't know if that's something the county needs to provide. It would be a requirement I would have with my clients to, if they're going to come to an appointment, to have a place for them.
We can provide that. What about them? Will they have to stand on the other side of that family during the process?
Not necessarily. They can be seated, you know, while I'm doing whatever I need to do. Most of the time will be in direct communication, but we will have talked on the phone and plan. Hopefully all the documentation is going to be, and we'll just be in exchange of documents. Explain it to them, let them fill them out, bring it back, and we'll proceed from there. Right now, all current appointments are interviewed, being conducted by appointment only, keep the door locked. painted as much as possible. And I must commend the county and its efforts to protect the citizens as well, environments like the Commissioner's Court. And they've done an outstanding job helping maintain sanitation around the courthouse and other properties in the county. They're to be commended on what they've done.
How often do you have a client there in Rutland?
I would say, three, four times a week, possibly. Some of them are just conversations, but I never know until they actually bring the phone and make the ring.
So you'd be in at the door, let them in, all that?
Right. If they would have access to the outside of the annex, right, through the lobby, would have access to inner sanctum of the tax office and do all that. This for a note for public information. We've got this National Military Appreciation Month. But coming up May 13th is Children of Fallen Patriots Day. May 15th, Peace Officers Memorial Day at Hackettstown. May 16th is Armed Forces Day. And coming up on May 25th, of course, is Hackettstown Hack Day Memorial Day. Thank y'all for your support.
Any questions for Steve about this?
Does anybody have any idea how much it costs to write, what cost to get done?
Pardon me?
Does anybody know how much this is going to cost to get it done?
And as we were touching water across the street.
We don't anticipate any cost. We're not reconfiguring any offices or anything. It's just a temporary meeting place. No. He's not bringing any computers up there. His phone and his computers all stay in his office. This is just occasionally when he has to interview somebody and wants to have it with that glass in between. Alright, need approval to do this, please. Motion made by Commissioner Applewhite to approve Steve conducting occasional interviews in the old tax office at the annex.
Second.
Second, Commissioner Fitch, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
What about the access issue?
We'll give you a date, David. I can't remember the code on that door, but we'll give you a date.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you. Item 6, consider and possibly approve accepting the sole source purchase affidavit from P2 Emulsions for the following items: stabilizer, rejuvenator, ROC, CWE-2, CWP, and all P2 road primes. Who's going to explain all that? Mr. Fitch, would you get her a microphone?
We're required to enter into the minutes that y'all are aware. I'm sorry, Mr. Lewis. We're required to enter into the minutes of the court that y'all are aware that we are purchasing items that are subject to the sole source. And that the only thing that I'm aware of at this time is the P2 emulsions. They brought us the information, and we just need to read it into the minutes. And Judge, please make those requirements down, so we just need to accept that. I believe that Mr. Parker is the only precinct that's using those materials at this time.
So this is a product that we can't get from just anybody. It's unique to them.
Correct.
And these are the ones out of Waco?
Yes, sir.
For the sole source, maybe. Is that the name of the company or
that? No, the name of the company is P2 Emulsions.
It just means they're the only place you can get it. Rather than going through a bid type process when we need this, we know that they're the only place we can get it, so we approve it that way. Because they're the sole source provider. Is that right?
There's other people that are right. There's Irvine right out here. They call it a different thing. They have different names for it. It's the same product here, made by Ergon, out here by Walmart.
They call it a different name, Mr. Reynolds, but these items here are patented. That's the reason why no one else can provide them. They have some patents and some proprietary method that they use to develop those emulsions.
So maybe it's a similar product that Ergon has?
It's similar, but it's something that they have developed, that they're using one of them, that all the same that I've used, that I put on, that overcome. It's one of them, and they just added these others in there in case we ever need them. I did use the stabilizer also in the road out here, down 3155.
All right, if you all want to approve P2 as your sole source provider. Motion's made by Commissioner Parker to approve P2 emulsions as the sole source provider on these particular products.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Applewhite. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No.
We have a nay from Commissioner Riddle. Item number 7, consider and possibly approve the purchase of 2,000 masks and 3 thermometers for use by the district, county, and justice courts. We had a meeting with all the judges, the JPs, myself, and the county attorney, and the 2 district judges putting together a plan that the state is requiring for opening back up our court proceedings here in the next few weeks and months. And these are 2 of the things that came out of that meeting, was providing masks for those that participate in this court process, especially those close quarters hearings. We're holding off on any large groups for a while, but there will be the ability to have some small hearings that are specifically very important to the district judges as those come about. And so they asked me to come up with some masks and thermometers. 1 thermometer for the JPs, 1 for the district court, and 1 for the county court. With the help, those were $70 a piece, total of 3, total of $210. We were able to get, with the help of Chief McRae, 2,000 masks at no charge through his, I can't remember what the name of it is, through his governmental sources. No charge on those. Those were delivered last week. I've got a couple of packs here opened up so that you can see what those look like. So that was potentially as high as a $2,000 cost. We got those free. Those should last us as long as we need those, I would hope. So I'm asking you to approve the purchase of 3 thermometers, total of $210. Got through Thurman's ProMed Pharmacy.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve that purchase is made by Commissioner Fitch.
Second.
And second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief McRae, for getting those for us. Item 8, approve oral and written reports. You've got your paperwork there with you.
Make a motion, we approve the report.
Motion for approval is made by Commissioner Fitch.
Second.
Who was that? Second, Commissioner Applewhite. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Let me get you this for your signature. Item 9, our treasurer's report that Cheryl's given you. Motion to approve treasurer's reports made by Commissioner Applewhite.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitch. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Need your signature on this as well. All right, item 10, approved budget amendments. We have no budget amendments today. Item number 11, signed pay orders and approved payment of bills.
Motion to pay bills.
Motion to pay is made by Commissioner Parker.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitch. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 12, closing comments. For those of you that haven't heard, Willie Williams, longtime great guy and leader in this community, passed away yesterday. So, wife, your prayers, please, Willie Williams. Reminder that our next court date falls on a Monday holiday, so we will have that court date 12 days from now on Friday, May the 22nd. Friday, May 22nd. Through yesterday, we had 37 cumulative cases of COVID-19 here in the county. Fortunately, a slow weekend. I think we only added a couple on Saturday and Sunday. We've now got Roger Brannon, the plant manager at Pilgrim's Pride, joining us on our call in the morning. Roger and his team are doing a very good job, doing the best that they can to control any COVID spread within that entity, and they've got 2,800 people, I guess, working here, so that opportunity is there. I'm very pleased that we do not have cases in any of our nursing homes, in the jails, the areas where we're very vulnerable. So all in all, I'm very pleased. It's disappointing that the numbers continue to climb, but this is not unique to Titus County. This is happening everywhere, and we're no farther out of line than anybody else. So we continue to encourage doing the things that you know you should be doing, social distancing and coughing in your sleeve and avoiding handshakes and staying home as much as possible and abiding by the new rules that our restaurants and salons are trying to abide by. We continue to encourage masking when you're in general public, especially in large retail stores, really any kind of retail establishments, but that's up to that individual store, how they deal with that. It is not a mandate of the governor, but it is a strong suggestion. So we will have today's meeting at 10 o'clock and see if I have any additional information today, and I'll continue to try to put that out as soon as I have new noteworthy information. Commissioner Riddle?
On this, this year's called CTIF, County Transportation Infrastructure Fund, a copy of the letter that this year it was serviced in 2014. And we got to apply for the grants. And I have a copy of the letter, and I have a application. I give the letter to you, and we have until
got that for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I still, they wanted to know the question how much we have, but I hadn't have much precinct one hand, but I should have known the figures.
Well, I went ahead and got a copy of what we turned in last time, and then this is what we're going to need to fill out and have Cheryl stamp it with a her notary. And I got you the road numbers and everything. We can write down all your repairs. So this will be our annual road report. We need to turn that in. That's one of our things we're required to do. And this year, so in 14, they got $366,000. This year, we're allowed $159,600.
So the legislature gave out $250 million. So if all 254 counties apply and get their money, then we're getting 160 if we turn in all our paperwork. If some counties don't turn in all the paperwork, then we may get some more monies. So I'm on the back side of this. Here's the last time I did it, 14. Here's what we need to fill out for this time. And we take it to Cheryl, have it notarized, and put it back in my mailbox. On the back is a list of what we want to complete this year and put down. I'd say do it, you know, I mean, you don't have to put everything in the world you're going to do if you want to. I'm trying to keep up with pretty much everything I'm going to do. They're only going to look at about $40,000 worth of work textile to get back with us and say, oh yeah, you did that on that one road. So then we'll get our money afterwards sometime next year, get the check. So I've got the application, and I'm in touch with the lady, Allison, in Austin. I'm not sure who I'm going to be contacting in Atlanta office, but this Allison has called me, and she's made sure I turn the application in correctly. So I'll get with her. I can turn it in Friday. I'm going to get this done by Friday and have Cheryl notarize it and swear in front of her, and then put it in my mailbox. I'll send all that in, and we'll be good to go.
We submit that as a county rather than individual precincts?
Yeah, as a whole county.
One application?
Yeah, and then we'll divide. Each precinct should get around $40,000, maybe a little bit more if it's not all taken up during the, which will be easy to prove.
But that $150,000 was the amount you need to tie to counties.
$159,482.
Smaller counties.
Yeah, some counties got $2 million, but we are considered a economically disadvantaged county. There's only 70 or so counties in the state that are, so that may apply for us to get a tad more dollars. That's due to the census. That shows you how important the census is. And
even though we submit projects that far exceed that amount, it's mm-hmm. not going to hurt to put too
no,
many.
No, it's recommended to turn in projects that exceed it in case we get extra monies. And then they can say, oh yeah, you're approved on that. And they'll get back with us on that. Mr. Riddle's done it before in 14. They did it once before. So that's a good program. The safety program we're in with TAC. Last year we got $1,240. This year we got $1,651. So there's items you can buy. So I try to get a package deal where we all get kind of the same thing. Last year we bought traffic cones. This year I went through all the items and they pick out all the items for us. And so if you look up a category with Granger, most of the stuff you're only allowed to buy certain things. So what I bought was some leather safety gloves and a few pairs of eye protection safety glasses and some small magnetic suction light bars that are amber and white that you can put on your pool truck or take it off, plug your cigarette lighter on your backhoe. I've got one. It's more of my own personal light bars. I just put it on my mowing tractor. It looks like an ambulance coming down the road mowing. So they're real handy. You just plug them in. That mower catches a lot of traffic on the road. So that'd be a good safety item. So I was glad of that. So that's absolutely free through TAC. That's a good deal. And then also I give you a report on the FCC on the doing our market modification for Dish Network. they declined it. So they rejected us. It was kind of, when it got all into it, it was kind of like going to court with their lawyers and the communications lawyers from all these people that own territories. And so they have changed the laws, and just within the last year since we started to file on that, they're cracking down on it. And with KLTV's last advice we got from them, it's almost impossible for us to get this done at this time without really investing lawyers, and there's no hope that they can get it done. So the only two counties in Texas that got it done were two counties, Panola and Harrison County, right on the state line. And they said, due to them being on the state line, back when it just got started, the requirements were less. Now they're really cracking down. And that's across the United States. It was something to do with some big lawsuit they had in Colorado. So we did our best to pass three out of the five requirements. So what I've done since then is contacted my congressman again and senators, and I also got Cole Hefner involved and told him what we were doing, and I'm trying to get their help to bring this up with the FCC. And I wrote the White House, so I wrote Donald Trump and Mike Pence. The only person that ever answered me was the White House, and so they're going to take their people from the White House through Trump and go back to the FCC and bring it up. So they give me a report on it. I don't know what they can get done. But I went from the bottom up. Maybe I'm coming from the top down. And our argument this time was, due to the pandemic going on, we need our local information, you know, for health through news, local news. And so that may be a big plus for us. I don't know. I'm just trying another angle. So that's where that stands at this time. So another thing I wanted to bring up is that y'all probably been chastised too about that we let too many people in our meetings. And it's not a legislative order that we can't allow 10 people in our meetings recommended, but the state law overrules that, so the governor's not going to overrule that. We can allow as many as we want as long as we're social distancing. And so that's why we've allowed more than 10 in our meetings. And we need to agree, so judge, and yes, if we get too crowded, we're going to put it on the steps one day. And we didn't have to do that. So we've all got those warnings from TAC on what that was, on the lawyers and the attorney general's opinion, why we can't. We have to allow the public, as many people that want to come to a commissioner's meeting. So that answers that, and that's all I have.
Thank you for doing
by Friday. Get those by
thank
Friday.
Thank you for doing that and heading that up, and for your efforts on that FCC deal. That's disappointing, but I don't guess that it comes as a big shock to you. And I understand.
Now, once I got into it, there's several counties in Georgia who have teamed up with their local architects, like our council of governments, and they're going to try to get some monies together and hire them a law firm and fight a law battle for about $50,000. And there's still no guarantee that they're going to get it. So I'm going to watch, see what they do, just in case something would come up where we could get some help on it. But at this time, we can just wait and see what happens. So.
Thank you. Commissioner Applewhite. I just got a text message. This must be brand new news. Our former treasurer, Debbie Ray, passed away. I don't know if that was today or if that was yesterday.
I don't know. Yesterday or Saturday?
I think it was.
Friday. Friday. Saturday.
The services are when? Today.
The services are Tuesday.
Tuesday. Debbie Ray. Yeah. What are the services? Okay. Thank you all. Appreciate everybody coming. We will close with a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn is made by Commissioner Applewhite and second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.